Welcome back. Today we're doing something that feels unsexy until you realize it's a straight-up superpower in jungle and drum and bass, tagging your one-shots by character, not just by instrument. Because here's the pain we're solving. If your folder just says snares, you're going to spend half your session clicking 50 files when what you actually need is a very specific thing, like dry, rimy snare that cuts through an amen layer, or subby kick that has body, but doesn't swallow the bass. So this is an intermediate workflow lesson in Ableton Live. We're going to build a simple tagging system you'll actually use, a naming format that makes Ableton's search work for you, and a quick audition setup, so you can tag sounds fast, while hearing them in a real drum and bass context. Alright, let's set up a tagging session template first, because this is a job. You're not writing a tune yet, you're building tools so future you writes faster. Create a brand new live set. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 is fine, but pick one and stick with it for consistency. Now make a few tracks. First, create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. This is your audition rack. This is where you'll drop candidate kicks, snares, hats, rides, whatever, and you'll hear them through a consistent chain. Second, create an auto track called Reference Break. Drop in an amen or a favorite break you often use. The point is not that it has to be the amen specifically. The point is, you need a realistic reference layer that exposes problems like phase, masking, harshness, and sounds great solo but disappears in context. Next, set up two returns. Return A is reverb. Use hybrid reverb. Plate or chamber is great. Keep the decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and high-pass the reverb return somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not adding low-mid mud. Keep it 100% wet because it's a return. Return bead is parallel crunch. Put saturator into glue compressor. Turn soft clip on in saturator and push drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then glue at 4 to 1. Fastish attack like 3 milliseconds, release on auto and threshold to taste. Why bother with these returns? Because jungle and DNB drums usually get space and they often get hit with some kind of crunch, even subtly. A one-shot that falls apart the moment you add reverb or parallel saturation is not a reliable tool. We want tags that reflect reality. Now let's talk tagging. The whole lesson hinges on a small taxonomy that maps to mixed decisions, not a thousand micro tags. You want a compact vocabulary you can remember and search. We'll use two tag groups. First group, function tags. This is the job the sound does. Punch, front hit, transient, the smack, body, weight, sustain, the thump behind the hit, top, air, brightness, hat energy, upper presence, glue, fills space, supports the break, helps things feel cohesive, effects, impacts, reverses, weird hits, transitions. Second group, character tags. This is the vibe and behavior. Dry versus roomy versus verbid. Clean versus grit versus distortion versus tape. Descriptors like woody, metal, papery, rim, crack, thud. Dark versus bright. Short versus long. And even timing field tags like tight, flam, lazy. If that's useful for you, here's what I want you to notice. These tags help you answer questions you actually ask while producing. Like, do I need transient or weight? That's punch versus body. Or, am I trying to add air or am I trying to add grit? That's top versus grit. Example tags might sound like this. A modern layer snare could be snare, punch, clean, dry, tight. A jungle rim could be snare, rim, woody, dry, short. A harsh cymbal topper could be HAT, top, metal, bright, short. A subby kick could be kick, body, thud, dark, long. Now we need a naming convention that makes Ableton search do the heavy lifting. Use a consistent format with sections separated by double underscores. Type, then function, then character, then optional stuff like key, BPM, source, and even your subgenre lane. So the format is, type, double underscore, funk, double underscore, char1 underscore char2, double underscore, ky optional, double underscore, BPM optional, double underscore, SRC optional. For example, snare double underscore punch double underscore crack underscore dry double underscore dash double underscore 170 double underscore vintage. More, kick double underscore body double underscore thud underscore dark double underscore f double underscore 174 double underscore synth. More, hat double underscore top double underscore metal underscore bright double underscore dash double underscore rec. Quick rules that keep you sane. Keep type limited. Kick, snare, clap, rim, hat, ride, crash, tom, perk, effects, stab, box, and don't overtag. Two meaningful character tags plus the function tag is usually enough. If every file has 8 tags, search becomes useless. Now we build the audition rig in the drum rack, because this is where the speed comes from. On your drum rack MIDI track, make a MIDI clip loop. Keep it simple. DNB kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, and hats doing 8ths or 16ths. The exact pattern doesn't matter as long as it's consistent and feels like your lane. Map a few pads so you're organized. C1 is your kick candidate. D1 is your snare candidate. F-sharp 1 is your hat candidate. A1 is your perk, ride, or extra candidate. Then, after the drum rack, add a basic drum bus chain. Keep it light. We're not mixing a record, we're testing behavior. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz if you get rumble. Maybe a small dip around 250 to 400 if stuff gets boxy. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%, lightly. The key is you don't want to lie to yourself. If you slam everything, you'll tag everything as awesome. And then later it won't work. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max, then a limiter as safety, ceiling at -1 dB, just so auditioning doesn't spike your ears. Now we're ready for the actual tagging loop, and this is the part most producers skip. You tag by mix roll, not just by solo vibe. Here's the process per one shot. Step 1. Drag the one shot onto the correct pad. Snares go to D1, hats to F-sharp 1, and so on. Step 2. Audition solo for just a couple hits, 2 or 3, that's enough. Ask, is the transient sharp? Is it papery? Is there tone or ring? Is it dry or does it have room baked in? Step 3, audition it with the reference break playing. This is the truth test. Does it cut through, or does it disappear? Does it fight the break snare, like you hear facey comb filtering or it hollows out? Does it enhance the break? Like it adds crack without wrecking the vibe? Does it smear the groove when layered? Here's a simple decision rule you can use immediately. If it's great alone but disappears in context, tag it something like soft or needs TOP. If it's harsh alone but perfect in context, tag it cuts or bright. And if it consistently messes you up, this is where you add a negative tag. Negative tags are underrated. You don't need them for everything. Only for the ones that trick you. Examples: ringy badly, clicky, boxy, hissy, facey layer. This saves you from re-auditioning the same almost good snare in every project. Now, let's add a key intermediate habit, loudness discipline. If you audition one shots at wildly different levels, you will mistag louder is better every time. So do this. Put a utility after your drum rack and keep your monitoring level consistent. Then, inside simpler or sampler, adjust the sample gain so your candidates hit roughly similar peak level. You're leveling the playing field so your ear judges character, not volume. Next, use a couple Ableton tools to confirm what you're hearing. Drop spectrum on the drum rack track or after your one shot and look for the rough zones. Snare body often lives around 150 to 250 Hz. Snare crack is often around 2 to 5 kHz. Hat air is often around 8 to 12 kHz. You're not mixing with spectrum, you're just verifying. Like, oh, that's why this feels papery, or that's why it's all bite and no body. If a snare or rim has an obvious ringing pitch, throw on tuner and tag the key. K-E-Y F-sharp, key G, whatever. This matters more than people think in jungle, because tuned hits can clash with bass notes and you'll feel it as tension or weirdness. And if you're not sure whether something is short or long, add gate temporarily. If you have to really clamp down on the gate to make it usable, it probably deserves long or ringy as a tag. Optional but super useful. Tag by lane. Add one subgenre marker, so your browser matches your current project fast. Like 90s, modern, dark, tech step, liquid, halftime. That way you can search snare punch tech step and instantly pull from the right world. Also optional. Two-axis tagging. Add a region marker like LOW, low mid, mid, high mid, top. This is amazing for layering, because you'll instantly see what a sound is for. For example, snare body thud room low mid versus snare punch crack dry high mid. Now, once you've named the file properly, you have to do the done step. Save it back into a consistent library location. Make a folder like one shots, jungle tagged, then subfolders like kick, snare, hat, rim, perk, FX. Add that jungle tagged folder to Ableton's places. Now, Ableton search becomes your instrument. You can type snare double underscore punch. or RIM double underscore witty, or HAT double underscore TOP double underscore dark, and you're not browsing, you're selecting. Let's connect this to readal arrangement decisions, because tagging is only worth it if it changes your output. Common DNB layering roles look like this. Break layer plus modern one-shot. The break provides grit and movement. That's your glue and grit energy. The one-shot provides consistent transient. That's punch and clean. Two-snare system. Snare A is the main hit, punch, dry, crack. Snare B is the support layer, body, roomy, thud, and you keep it quiet, like -8 to -12 dB, just to lift the section. Hat stack. Hat A is your groove hat, dark, tight, short. Hat B is your accent hat, top, bright, metal. And then maybe you've got a wash or transition hat that's fervid and long, only at the edge of phrases. Here's a quick 8-bar roller idea you can try right now. Bars 1 to 4, use only a snare tagged punch and dry. Keep it clean. Bars 5 to 8, add a body and roomy snare layer quietly for lift. Then on bar 8, throw an FX swell that's verbid and long into the drop. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Over-tagging. 2 to 4 meaningful tags, max, most of the time. 2. Tagging only in solo. Always check against a break. 3. Not distinguishing punch from body. That's how you get weak snares and muddy kicks. 4. Inconsistent naming. If your capitalization and separators change every day, search falls apart. 5. Processing while tagging. You're classifying, not fixing. Heavy chains can trick you. But there is one smart exception: creating printed versions on purpose. If you want to level up, make 3 quick processing macros and resample them, then tag those as distinct tools. A transient maker for punch layers, using drum bus transients up. Maybe a tiny EQ boost around 3 to 5k if it helps, and gentle soft clipping, then resample and tag it punch print or CUT print. A bodybuilder for weight layers, with a gentle boost around 180 to 240 HC if it stays clean, glue catching the tail, maybe a tiny room, resample as body print, and a ringer tamer, where you notch the ring frequency, use a bit of gate to shorten the tail without killing the transient, resample as ring tamed. That way, you're not mixing while tagging. You're creating separate, reliable tools that deserve separate names. Let's end with a 20-minute practice exercise. Pick 10 snares from random jungle packs. For each snare, audition solo for 3 hits, then audition layered with the Amen. Decide one function tag and 2 character tags. This audio version is shortened for playback.